Lesson 15, Grammar 2. Now, sometimes you want to explain how something happened or give a reason for something, like, I woke up late, so I missed the train. With both verbs in one sentence. To do that, add 어서 or 어서 to the end of the first verb and then say the second verb. In Korean, we always say the reason first. Let's practice with the words below. For example, 가다, to go. 가서, went so, or go so. Also, and 어서, it doesn't have the tense. We can add the tense if it's present or past with the second verb later. So, for example, you feel good today, right? Why do you feel good? Is it because you're studying Korean? Yeah, me too. Then you can say, 한국어 공부해서 기분이 좋아요. What's that in English? Yeah, I study Korean, so I feel good. Let's look at some more examples below. In other words, 어서, 어서, attached to a verb or an adjective, expresses a reason or a cause for an action or a state. Ending in vowel, 아 or 오, 어서. To go, 가다. Go so or went so, 가서. To see, 보다. See so or saw so, 봤어. Ending in vowel other than a or o, also. To eat, 먹다. Ate so or eat so, 먹었어. To read, 읽다. Read so or read so, 읽었어. 하다, 해서. To study, 공부하다. Study so or studied so, 공부해서. To exercise, 운동하다. Exercise so or exercised so, 운동해서. Let's hear some more examples.
배가 아파서 병원에 갔어요.
I went to a hospital because I had a stomach ache. What's the reason for going there?
아파서, right.
Let's listen to another one.
약속이 있어서 먼저 집에 갔어요.
I have an appointment, so I went home early. Good. Now, it could say I had an appointment or I have an appointment. It depends on the story. But what was the reason for going home early?
약속 있었어.
Great. If you want to hear a joke, I'll tell you one. Now, you need to know the Korean word for pear to get this. What's pear in Korean?
배.
But 배 also means stomach in Korean. So, are you ready? Why did the pear go to the hospital?
배 아파서.
Funny, right? Okay, well, let's move on.